It's been good, man. I feel like today was a better day than yesterday. Yesterday kind of got in the swing of things, but definitely feel like I had a better day today. But it's just a dream come true being out here in Flowery Branch at the Atlanta Falcons facility. Couldn't be in a better situation. So I'm just extremely excited to be out here.
The ref were telling me you guys are moving at a pretty quick pace. Could you talk about the tempo of the practices?
Oh, yeah. We definitely want to play fast here in Atlanta. So that's how we're going to practice. Everybody getting in shape at the same time. Even when somebody gets to the ball first, we still running to the ball, swiping at the ball. So playing with fast tempo as practice is key for our success when we play.
How much does it help you and Vic to come into a situation that's largely unknown, but you guys have some familiarity?
You know, it's definitely good having Vic here with me. You know, it's, when you know somebody somewhere, you know, it just make it that much sweeter. But, you know, me and him both, you know, we just really excited to be part of this organization, both being from Georgia, and really happy to meet our new teammates and look at how far we could take this thing, you know. So we're trying to get better every day, taking our coaching, and it's just really great being here with a defensive-minded head coach, great D-line coach like we have. So we're just trying to get better every day.
People are talking about you being the steal of the draft. How do you use that momentum moving forward?
You know, I'm just happy to be here in Atlanta. You know, the draft, you know, that's the thing of the past, man. You control what you control. What I control is how I do out here. And, you know, just trying to be a better player and help this team win. So it's all about trying to help this team improve and me making the most out of my situation right now.
Things starting to settle back down for the family after the fire and so forth?
Yeah, you know, definitely a difficult situation. But, you know, we're going to be all right. We good. Everybody was safe. And that was the most important thing. Any material thing we can replace. But other than that, you know, I'm focused. We moving on. We doing as best as we can right now. So, I mean, everybody good.
How comforting it is to have your contract signed. And do you plan to get your mom anything special now that you are signed?
You know, it's really comforting to have that done. And but at this moment, man, I'm just trying to, you know, focus on becoming a better football player. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with all the things going on at the house and Mother's Day tomorrow, you know, I'll probably, you know, do a little something. But at this point, the main focus is just coming out here every day getting better.
What's your impressions of Coach Cox there?
Oh, yeah. Man, I love Coach Cox, man. I had an opportunity to work with him a little bit before the draft in my local workout. Then to come here and actually have him coach me every day is good. He demand the best, and he getting it out of us every day.
Has he got on you at all?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's just making me a better player. And, you know, you get here, you realize you got a lot of work to do. So I'm glad I got a coach like that that's going to get me better.
Do you realize he's a little nuts?
A little bit, but you got to be to play this game. You got to be to play this game. And one thing I can say about Coach Cox, he loved the game of football. He loved the game of football, and I couldn't ask for a better situation.